Jeremiah 29. We're going to talk about seeking God and having the right type of priorities and how priorities are important. I don't tell many jokes just because I'm not very good at telling them, but I came across one I thought some of you might enjoy. So it says, a group of friends went deer hunting and paired off into twos for the day. That night, one of the hunters returned alone. He was staggering under the weight of an 8-point buck. And the other guy said, where's Harry? And he said, Harry had a stroke of some kind a little while ago. He's a couple miles back up the trail. And they said, you left Harry laying there and carried the deer back. And he said, well, I figured no one was going to steal Harry. They didn't have the right priorities there. And he's probably right. Nobody would steal Harry, but they probably would steal the deer. The right priorities, seeking after God. Now you can tell why I don't tell a lot of jokes. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, your theme verse for the year says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. And it says seek him. We looked this past Wednesday night about the word diligent and about being slothful or being someone who's not very good work ethic versus being a diligent individual, and talked about how those that are sluggards, they're always desiring half nothing. And it's important to realize in our Christian faith that it's important that we be diligent. And tonight I'd like to look at this idea of seeking God. Some topics in the Bible you can study. I looked and read a lot about this week and trying to find the right passages and trying to find the right things to let the Lord lead about the purpose and the importance of seeking after God. And the truth is, one of the reasons why we should seek after God is because we can find him. He says, draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. We're as close to God as we want to be today. This passage of scripture, and as I was coming through and studying, there's a lot of interesting passages of scriptures that are familiar to us that have something in it that talks about seeking God. In Jeremiah chapter 29, you're probably going to recognize some of the verses, but this is speaking to those that are captives and they've been sent off to Babylon. So look what it says in verse number 1, Jeremiah 29 verse number 1. It gives you an idea of what's going on. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of elders which were carried away captives. So this is to the group that is in Babylon, and to the priests and to the prophets and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Go ahead and go to verse number 4. The Bible says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive. So this is who it's written to, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. And now he's given instructions. He says, look, God allowed this to happen. It says he actually caused this to happen. And they know the reasons, because for years, Jeremiah and Isaiah and the other prophets were forewarning. He says, build ye houses and dwell in them and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. He's telling them, make sure you realize what's going to happen. You're going to be there for a while. And he says, and seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners, that be in the midst of you, deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which he caused to be dreamed. Now it's there saying that the prophets and the people that are supposed to be connected with the spiritual world also can be deceivers. Then you got to be careful there, and who you listen to on TV and who you watch. There are a lot of people that are deceivers that are out there. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. Verse number 11 is a familiar verse. It's something we talk about and consider. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And what a wonderful verse there to memorize. It's that God's thinking peace, thoughts of you of peace, even though they're going through trials. 70 years is a long time to be living in a foreign land. He says, I want you to remember this, the thoughts I have you. So the first point of tonight is why we should seek him. And the first reason why we should seek him is because he has our best interests at heart. He has our best interests at heart. Look what it says. I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Sometimes people are going through trials and hardships and they're wondering, what is God doing? Why is he thinking evil towards me? Why is he causing all these bad things to happen? Look what it says in verse number 12. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And verse number 13, and ye shall seek me and find me. Another reason why we should seek him, number one, because of the fact that what he's thinking towards, his thoughts are toward us, but also secondly, because we can find him. He is available to us. Not all gods. Remember the prophets of Baal up on the Mount Carmel, all 450, maybe 850 of them, crying out to their God, and they couldn't find him. And there are a lot of people that are seeking false gods and searching for false gods, looking for peace, looking for hope, and they're spending their lives making different trips and giving so much and doing all these things in the name of their religion, and they cannot find their God. But you have a God that you can seek after and that you can search. And it says, and ye shall seek me and find me. And it says, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Verse number 14, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. So let's go ahead and have a word of prayer and consider some of these thoughts about seeking God. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're thankful for today, thankful for your word. We're thankful we serve a God that listens to us, a God that can be found, a God that has his our best interest at heart and his thoughts of peace about us. So many different false gods out there have some type of anger towards individuals and punish people for no reason because we know not even true. There's a devil out there that so many people serve that wants to devour them and can care less about them. But we have a God, and I'm thankful, Lord, that we can come to you and we can seek you, and you've given us that promise if we'll draw nigh to you, you'll draw nigh to us. You've given us a promise that if we'll seek after you, that you'll cause some wonderful blessings to happen in our life. Lord, open our hearts and minds to making sure we have the right priorities, making sure we take the time to seek you because it's what's best for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So some different reasons why we should seek him. So what we're looking at tonight, the three points are why we seek him, how to seek him, and the benefits of those that seek him. So the first thing is why we seek him. And I think about the verse, how God thinks about us and that he can be found. Now take your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 55. Another familiar passage of scripture, at least some of those verses in there, are key that we would remember, that we would quote, but they have something to do with seeking God. We should seek God because his thoughts about us are not evil and they're a peace. We should go looking for God. We should go seeking to draw closer to him because he wants what's best for us. He doesn't want to have evil thoughts toward us. He doesn't want to do things that are going to cause us things that will bring harm to his name. Isaiah 55, there's some familiar verses in here that I think you're going to see in just a second, but it also talks about contentment. When you seek after God, you can find contentment. And not only contentment, you can learn that God's ways are best. You know, he thinks the right towards us. He thinks thoughts of peace. Not only does he think thoughts of peace, he can be found, but he is someone who knows better than we are. Isn't that true? God knows better than us. Praise the Lord. He does. And there's no doubt about it. And that's what these verses talk about. But verses 1 and 2 talks a little bit about contentment. Let's read verses 1 through 9. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. Come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the shore, the mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. So you come to verse number 6, and this is where you're going to get the benefits. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. So there is a spot in their life where they're seeking other things and searching for other things, and he says, look, seek God. Look what I said, verse number 7. Let the wicked forsake his way. It says, look, you should seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And he says, if your wicked turn and forsake his way, and the unrighteous man has his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Thankful for that. Some familiar verses that are there in verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, save the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, why should we seek after God? It's because he has thoughts of peace, because he can be found. He knows better. He knows what's best. I mean, so many times we look in the Word and we're confused and we question and we wonder what God's doing. But if we really look at the whole scope of things, he is creator of the universe and he knows all things. He sees the beginning from the end, and his ways are higher than our ways. And he compares how the ways of heaven, which are done, God's will done all the time, versus the ways of this earth that is filled with sin and filled with corruption and filled with anger and filled with greedy and people that are deceivers. He says, the ways of heaven are so much higher than the ways of this earth. And the way you think cannot compare to the way God thinks, so we should seek him so we can have the mind of God. Deuteronomy 4:29 puts it this way. He says, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. It's an amazing thought that when you go in the morning time and you get up and you begin seeking after God throughout the day, he says, you can be found. He says, I will answer you. I will hear from you. And sometimes it seems like God's closed us off. Sometimes we feel like we're not hearing from God. Sometimes we feel like we're not hearing God speak. I go back to the book of Luke and those guys that are on the road to Emmaus, and they're there and they're talking back and forth one another, and they're talking about all the events that happened, and Jesus comes up and says, you know, why are you guys sad? And he says, have you not been in Jerusalem? Are you a stranger? And then he begins from the Bible. It's just taking him from Moses and going back and showing them why Jesus needed to suffer, how Jesus had needed to suffer. And then he reveals himself when they're breaking the bread, and then they get excited. They realize Jesus kind of disappears in front of them, and he says that their hearts burned within them. They had heard the word of God, and they heard Jesus teaching the word of God. When they were considering their own things and their own thoughts and not listening about Mary Magdalene's report, not listening to John and Peter's report, and not listening to, they were considering things of the world. They were sad. They didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. They didn't believe that he was the one. Remember what they said? They told Jesus, this man was mighty as a prophet. We had thought he was going to redeem us from Rome. No. It came to the spot when they heard the word of God and they heard God speaking to them. Their hearts burned within them. Their hearts yearn within him. Has there ever been a time in your life when you heard God and you saw God and you wanted to know more and you wanted to understand more? Maybe the day you were saved, there was something I know in my life that happened to me. I was convicted of my sin. There was something that came and got my heart, something burned within me. I knew I had a need. I knew that Jesus was my could be my Savior. And I called out and I asked it to him. God speaks to us. God speaks to our heart. And that's why we should seek him. That's how we should seek him. We should long to hear from him. It's not something that should happen only once in a great while. It's not something that we should only hear when the preachers are going on or some great song is going on. Our yearning and our longing should be to seek after God that we may hear him. And the truth is, we can find him. So why in the world do we not hear him more? Why in the world do we not feel that burning? And it's not all about emotions, but our Christian life does have emotions. And when God speaks to us, it causes tears. It causes joy. It causes a yearning and a desire to get up and want to worship him. And how did we ever get there? We have to learn how to seek him. So why should we seek him? Because he thinks thoughts of peace towards us. Because his ways are better than our ways. Because we can find him. I know sometimes people spend their whole lives looking for something and seeking something and just never find it. But the God of the universe says, if you'll seek after me, you'll find me. what type of priorities do we have in our life? Are we someone who seeks after him? So first thing is, why we should seek him. Second thing is, how to seek him. How to seek him. And there's a few things we've already read. We're going to re-look at a couple of them. The first one you saw in Jeremiah chapter 29, and it says, "And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your," anybody know what it is? Heart. All your heart. You can't have mixed motives here. So if you truly want to hear from me, if you truly want God to be speaking to you, you have to be willing to seek him with your whole heart. The problem is, God has a portion of our heart sometimes, but not all of it. And so how do we expect to hear from him when we don't seek him with all our heart? That verse in Deuteronomy 4:29, it says, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, praise the Lord." But there is a stipulation: if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And the truth of the scriptures is saying here that you cannot expect to find God in a powerful way and have our hearts leaning towards sin. As it said here earlier in Isaiah 55, "Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts." You know, there's got to be a forsaking. There's got to be a confessing. There's got to be something that says, I can't have a heart that is divided here in this world and a heart that wants God both. It's either one or the other. No man can serve two masters. And he says, if you want to really truly find me, you know what? If you really truly want your hearts to yearn and burn like those men that were sitting at that table across from Jesus, you have to be willing to seek after him and learn of him. So next thing is, not only do we need to seek him with all of our heart and soul, second thing is, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart. But the second thing is, we got to seek him first, or seek him early. The Bible says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." There is a first priority. Once again, he says, I want your whole being to be interested in me, a whole being seeking after me, not just a portion of me. I want all of you. But then I want you to not only have all of you, but I want to be your first priority. I don't want to be your second. I don't want to be your third. You obviously have other priorities in your life. Your relationship with God is first. I believe your relationship with your family is second. I think that different people have discussions on what the next one is, you know, whether it's ministry and your work and things like that. I think ministry is an important thing than what we do. I know work takes up more time, but there's different relationships we have. As a son of God, that's my first and most important relationship. As my wife's husband is my second most important relationship. As my third important relationship is my sons, as a father, and then I think as the responsibility God's given to me as a pastor. But I think they all work together. I think they all intertwine together. And when God is saying that, hey, I want you to seek me with all your heart, with all your soul, and I want you to seek me first. And that's why I think it's good to get up in the morning and seek God first. I know sometimes there's few things you have to do to get in order to be able to be focused. I know some of you can't go and start your day without a cup of coffee. I've heard that before. No sense me studying the Bible when I haven't had my coffee because I'm addicted to it. And, you know, there are different things that people have to do, but it's when our mind is the freshest, or when our mind is clearest, is when we should be seeking him. It says in Proverbs 8:17, "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." So Christian, how should we seek him? We should seek him with all our heart. Secondly, we should seek him first. We should seek him early. And the third thing it says in 1 Corinthians 16:11, "Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face continually." Continually. So there's a way of doing this. Say, Pastor, you know, I haven't heard from God in a long time. I do remember times when my heart burned and yearned and wanted to know him better, when I felt like I surrendered everything to God, I gave everything over to him, that I knew that I wanted to hear from him, that I wanted to seek his face, that I wanted his strength and his power, and it meant more to me than anything else. But Pastor, I've gone away from that. I'm not in that spot anymore. I want to know how to get back to that spot. And he says, look, you got to do it with your whole heart. Not only do it with your whole heart, put him first and seek him early, but it's something that's continually. You can't just close your Bible in the morning time and say, hey, I've done my devotions. I spent 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 25 minutes or even an hour with God in prayer and in devotion. Now I'm going to go spend the other 23 hours whatever way I want without seeking him, without searching for him. No, remember, we need him. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And we need his wisdom. His ways are higher than our ways. But we start off in the morning seeking him and saying, God, I'm interested in you being a part of my day. God, I'm interested in you leading and directing my day. God, I've sought you early because I know your thoughts toward me are thoughts of peace, not of evil. And because your ways are higher than my ways, God, I'm seeking you and I want to put you first. Third thing is, there's benefits. That's always good. And we like serving God. We like because he's creator and he deserves it. But there's benefits to those that seek him. And there's a long list of different benefits. And some of them we've already read, but we'll go over some of these. Psalms 34:10 has an interesting one. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Listen to that. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And I tell you, we want a lot of things in this world. I wish I had this or I wish I had that. He's saying that a person that seeks the Lord, that seeks him continually and seeks him first and with their whole heart, they're going to be content. They're going to be satisfied. They're going to be happy with the mate that they have, and they're going to be happy with the possessions they have, and they're going to be satisfied with where God has placed them to serve and satisfied with the things that God has given them in their lives. Contentment is a benefit of seeking after God. Deuteronomy 4:29 puts it this way, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, what's the benefit? It's the same thing as why we should seek him, because he will be found. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, talking about contentment once again, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. And what are all those things that I talked about earlier? The physical needs of this world, the clothing and the food, all these things that the Gentiles worry about, they shall be added unto you. The Bible also says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. It's sounding like from the Bible saying that it is a key that unlocks the blessings of God when we'll learn to seek him. Psalms 119:2 says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with their whole heart. You say, where is that at? It says, blessed. Blessed means that they're happy. Blessed means that they're grateful and thankful and they're not miserable. And blessed is the man. Blessed is, you know, it's something that we can see. And it's a joyful Christian life if we can seek after God and we have him meeting all our needs, all the good things that we think we need, and that he'll find him and he'll give us those things that we need, but we'll also be blessed and we'll be in God's favor. Psalms 9:10 says, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. He's not going to forsake you. It's sort of like we heard this morning about Jesus says, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. And he's a friend that's not going to turn his back on you. He's a friend that's not going to leave you when things are hard and bad. But sometimes when we choose to forget about God and we choose to turn our backs on God, we're not going to have the blessings of God. We're not going to have these benefits. But he's saying in these verses that thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee. That God's not going to forsake the person that's looking to him. God's not going to forsake the person that puts him first. God's not going to forsake the person that's continually after him and seeking after him. Psalms 14:2 says, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there was any that did understand and seek God. I think that's an interesting thing. If I think about it, he looked down upon the children of men to see if there any that did understand and seek God. I wonder if he looked across this congregation tonight and looked here at Faith Baptist Church. Some of the greatest people in all the world in my mind, and some people who love the Lord. Would he find anyone that's seeking him in a biblical way, seeking him first, seeking him continually, seeking him with their whole heart? He's looking for someone he can bless. He's looking for someone that God can use. He's looking for someone that he can sow himself strong in. So tonight, when we consider all these things and come to a close, do we seek after God? I mean, have you really made it a priority in your life? And I know that we went through that prayer journey, and we talked about that hour, and I'm thankful, and hopefully that was a help to some of you. But at the same time, that's just a portion of it. Are we seeking him? He's the one that says, I want you to do it with your whole heart. He's the one that says, I want you to do it with all your soul. He's the one that says, I want you to do it early, and I want you to do it continually. He's the one that gave the stipulations, but he also reminds us of the benefits. But more importantly, I think there's some reasons why. God is what's best for us. God's plan is what's best for us. God has intentions and purposes of peace for us, and your lives that seem like they may be going out of control, your lives that seem like they, who knows what's going on. There's a God that says, I think thoughts of peace towards you. He says, I have an expected end towards you. And he's the one that has his ways better than our ways. And that's why we should come to him and seek him and ask him wisdom. When it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths, that's seeking after God because his ways are best. And we maybe need to fall on our faces tonight, maybe here at the altar or at your pew or at your house when you get home and say, God, I don't know what I should do. God, I'm lost and I'm confused and I'm overwhelmed and I need to hear from you. But how do we hear from him? He said, those that seek me, I'll never forsake. Those that put me first, and those that seek me continually, and those that do it with their whole heart, they're going to hear from me. What a wonderful thought. He says in his words, and ye shall seek me and find me. God says he can be found. Sometimes when I'm looking to talk to somebody, I have trouble finding them. Sometimes people maybe don't respond to a text. Sometimes they don't answer a phone call. Sometimes it takes days. Sometimes it might take a few hours. God says, if you will try with all your heart and put me as a priority in your life and continue to do those things, you'll find me. And I don't know about you, but that's what I want. I want to find God. I want to be close with God. I want to walk with God. You see Enoch and the story of Enoch, and we might look at it because Enoch is in Hebrews 11:6. But remember, it's those that will, he'll be a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are we diligent? Or have we become slothful and a sluggard in that way? We heard those things on Wednesday night. The sluggard versus diligence. Diligence is a sign of continually doing something. Are we continually seeking after him? When's the last time you really said, God, I want to seek after you. God, I want to hear from you. God, I need to put you first and foremost in my life and do that continually because I long to hear from you. Like those men on the road to Emmaus sat back down and they says, our hearts burned within us. I can imagine those who are part of the disciples and they heard Jesus teach many times and probably their heart burned more than once when he says, we knew there was something different about what was being said because we were hearing from God and it made a difference and we can seek that. We can long to hear from him. And he says, it doesn't have to be some type of thing you're not going to find. It doesn't have to be that you spend your whole life searching and never find it. He says, if you'll draw nigh to me, that I'll draw nigh to you. It's not some type of cosmic Easter egg hunt looking for God. He says he will be there when you call upon him. And he's not a liar. And he says, you'll find me. Seek after him. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet with heads bowed and eyes closed.